Yesterday we were learning about the Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias and how even in Eretz Yisrael they keep 2 days Rosh Hashanah, even though biblically Rosh Hashanah is 1 day. We started discussing as follows. The reason why why outside of Eretz Yisrael they keep 2 days in every Yom Tov, because the witness would come to Beis Din, testify they saw the moon. Beis Din would send out shluchim to tell people when Rosh Chodesh was. So in Eretz Yisrael, they were able to get there in the same, before 2 weeks, before any Yom Tov would happen. Outside of Eretz Yisrael, not all places were able to get shluchim, so people in Chutz Laretz, in Diaspora, in Golis, didn't know exactly when Beis Din proclaimed Rosh Chodesh. It could be 1 of 2 days. So then we keep 2 days Yom Tov. That's what we discussed yesterday.
Why do you say that it's based on Eretz Yisrael? I mean, if we travel based on a circle of
radius. No, I said yesterday, I didn't say it today, but I said yesterday, that the Rambam Taka writes in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh about all the dinim of 2 days. The Rambam writes that certain places in Mitzrayim that were less than those journeys, and there were a lot of Yidden. There were 2 things involved. Beis Din only sent out shluchim for places where there were a lot of Yidden. Okay? The Mishnah also says in Rosh Hashanah that they didn't go out every month, because every month was not relevant. They went out for the Yom Tovim, for other things. Okay? Even for Sivan, they didn't need to go out, because Shavuos was 50 days after Pesach. So by then, everybody would know when Rosh Chodesh was. But certain places in Chutz Laretz, they were able to find out. But the peril today in Chutz Laretz, everywhere, even those places where they were able to find out, they didn't differentiate in Chutz Laretz itself, so all places keep 2 days. What happened in Rosh Hashanah is a little bit different, because Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Chodesh. So let's say Rosh Hashanah this year is Tuesday and Wednesday, yeah? So in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, when would the witnesses see the moon? Monday night. Tuesday morning they came to Beis Din to testify they saw the moon. Now, if the witnesses came in the morning, Beis Din right away listened to the witnesses. They proclaimed that day Rosh Hashanah. Because if it's the Chodesh, it automatically becomes Rosh Hashanah. If it became Rosh Hashanah, then in Yerushalayim they celebrated Yom Tov. The problem was, Beis Din was not allowed to send Shluchim on Yom Tov to go outside Tchum. Outside Tchum Yom Tov for Shabbos, which is 2,000 Amos outside the city, they were not allowed to travel even on Yom Tov, even Letzarech Mitzvah. So the problem was, people that lived in Tzvas, Bnei Brak, they existed, Bnei Brak is in Tanakh, in those places, they didn't even know in Eretz Yisrael when Rosh Hashanah was, because Beis Din couldn't send out Shluchim, because it became Yom Tov. Therefore, even in Eretz Yisrael, they kept 2 days Yom Tov for Rosh Hashanah, because they didn't know exactly which day was which. So they had to also keep 2 days. Then the Gemara goes further and says that even in the Beis HaMikdash sometimes is a problem. And the Gemara says like this. Normally the witnesses came in the morning. Right away, first thing in the morning, they right away ran to Beis Din. Beis Din heard the testimony after daybreak. Beis Din proclaimed that day Rosh Hashanah. One time, the Edom, I don't know what happened, the Edom came very late. It was already in the afternoon, and the Edom didn't show up yet. So Beis Din thought, they're not coming. They're not coming. It's late already. They would have been here by now. So Beis Din said to the Kohanim to do the weekday Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. After they did the weekday Korban in the Beis HaMikdash, what happened? The Edom came. The Edom came, and they testified that today is Rosh Hashanah. So it was a problem. So the Chachamim in that generation made a takana that if Edom come after Mincha, they come late in the afternoon, what Beis Din did was, they made the rest of the day Yom Tov, but the real Rosh Hashanah became the next day. Then even though technically that day should be Rosh Hashanah, because the witnesses saw the moon the night before, Beis Din said, when you come late, what we're going to do is the rest of the day will keep Yom Tov, but the real Rosh Hashanah is the next day. So the Gemara says, and Shulchan Aruch brings down, how can Beis Din do such a thing? Okay, they're going against the Torah. The Torah says, today is Rosh Hashanah. Beis Din says, no, tomorrow is Rosh Hashanah. How could they do that? Because the Gemara learns out from the Pasuk, Elamedei Hashem, Ashitikru Eisam, Mikroi Kedesh, And the word Aysam is without a vav, which means Ashetikru Atem, it's up to court. Atem Afilu Shegigim, Afilu Matoim, Afilu Mazidim. Bezdin is in charge of when Rosh Chodesh is. Not Hashem, not in the Shemayim, not Torah. Bezdin, the Torah gave the authority to Bezdin to proclaim when Rosh Hashanah is. So if Bezdin says Rosh Hashanah is tomorrow, it's tomorrow. So therefore they had cases that even in the Beis HaMikdash, they really kept 2 days Rosh Hashanah. And therefore the din is that everybody in Eretz Yisrael today keeps 2 days Rosh Hashanah. The only question is, which is a very interesting thing, L'chaira, why do we keep 2 days Shavuos? Because Shavuos is 50 days after Pesach, right, after 49 days of the Omer. By then, everybody knew when Pesach was. So L'chaira, Shavuos, everybody should know when it is. Because you count 50 days after Pesach, you know it's Shavuos. Mm. So it says in the Gemara, in the Poskim, right, that the reason is not to differentiate between one Yom Tov and the rest. If Shavuos is 1 day, and all the other Chagim are 2 days, it's going to look funny. So David Racham said, in order lay flug, not to differentiate between one Yom Tov and the next, all the Chagim are 2 days. So there's a very interesting Chassam Sefer, a famous Chassam Sefer. So the Chassam Sefer says, if that's the case, Shavuos, the second day Shavuos is not a doubt, it's a definite. In other words, all the other Yom Tov we keep 2 days out of a doubt, but Shavuos, the Chomer is not saying to keep it out of a doubt because there's no doubt. Chom say we keep it because we said so. So then in certain respects, the Chom say for us, the second day of Shavuos is not a suffix, it's a vaday. Even though our calendar, we know exactly when things are, nevertheless, like we said yesterday, Minig Avisenu B'Yadenu, so we keep 2 days. What?
God mentioned this problem to Ham.
Shouldn't have God mentioned? He did in the Gemara. Okay. The Gemara is also from Hashem's Torah Shebaal Peh.
Is there anything else that the court has ruling over?
Huh?
Is there anything else that the court thinks
has? The court has rulings over everything.
No,
I'm serious.
In this case, it has precedence over everything.
Because the Torah gave him that precedence. The Torah gave Bezdin power to what's called Sheva Al Taisa. Bezdin has a koyach to say, don't do a mitzvah that the Torah tells you to do. I'm not talking about today's Bezdin. We're talking about the real ones. Bezdin has, that's why when Rosh Hashanah falls on a Shabbos, biblically, you're supposed to blow. The Chachamim say, we don't blow Shabbos. Sukkot, the first day Lulav, and then Atayra to do Lulav, even if it's Shabbos. The Chachamim come along and say, you don't do Lulav and Shabbos. Wow. So Gemara asks, where did they get the Koyach to do this? It says, Yash Koyach b'ya Chachamim, lakadovim and Atayra b'shev al Taisa. Chachamim were given biblical authority by Hashem. Did they have a right to say, don't do a mitzvah that Hashem tells you to do? Bezdin does not have the right to tell you to transgress a negative commandment. You know, Bezdin can say, don't blow shofar, don't do lulav. Yeah. Bezdin can't say, they'll eat chazer. Because then they're telling you to do something the Torah says you're not allowed to do, that the courts don't have jurisdiction over. Bezdin has a jurisdiction, even though it's a big machlekes rishenim, exactly what it means. Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker. Bezdin has the authority to make your property free. Free for all. Bezdin has the right to come to your property and say, you know, it's not yours. Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker. So it's machlek zrishenim if it's only the big Bezdin, any Bezdin. But Bezdin has those jurisdictions. Monetary issues. They have the issue of Rosh Chodesh with the Yomim Tevim. They have the ability to tell you not to do a positive mitzvah. They do. What? Rosh Hashanah they keep 2 days. Because in Eretz Yisrael it was never traditional to keep 2 days. No, because by the time Pesach and Sukkot came, or Yom Kippur for that matter, everybody in Eretz Yisrael was able to know when Yom Tov was, so they kept 1 day Yom Tov.
So the Rosh Hashanah was the problem.
Only Rosh Hashanah, because that day became Yom Tov, Shluchim couldn't go out, so even Eretz Yisrael they didn't know. It was traditionally always to keep 2 days. And therefore, we minhag of
Hasein
Abi
Adeinu. So why, where do they have in the head that they keep 1 day here?
Who?
But some people, they keep it, they keep...
You mean if they travel from here to Israel, Israel to here?
Yeah, they go, let's say, from...
But that's another Shaila in Halacha. You know, if an Israeli comes here...
Yeah, it's Shabbos over here. So Shabbos...
No, Shabbos, Israeli, Shabbos.
If it's an Israeli time, it's an hour time.
No, once you come here, you're in this time.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So how can they keep only... How can they keep... 1 day, an hour...
Because many opinions in Halacha say that if you're planning to go back to the country where you're coming from, you're not planning to move here. You're planning to go back to Eretz Yisrael, so then you have a din of an Israeli. If you're going from here to Eretz Yisrael and you're planning to return, many opinions say, then you have a din of an American. And then you have to keep 2 days, even in Eretz Yisrael. But that is a very, very... I wouldn't say complicated, but complex issue with millions of opinions. What do you do?
It's from Moshe Feinstein that he felt very strongly about 2 days, right?
With what?
Samaritan, Israel, Chutz La'aretz, an Israeli.
No, the Moshe held, you kept 1 day.
Oh, yeah, really?
I mean, it's a, well, let's put it this way. According to Kabbalah, if you're in Israel, you keep 1 day. If you're in Chutz La'aretz, you keep 2 days. Doesn't matter who you are, where you are, what you are. And the Kabbalah says a very simple reason. According to Kabbalah, it says, why is it that Eretz Yisrael has 1 day Yom Tov and Chutz La'aretz 2 days Yom Tov? So one of the explanations in Kabbalah is because Eretz Yisrael is a holy place, so it's able to absorb all the Kedusha in 1 day. So you keep 1 day. Chutz La'aretz is not as holy, so then it takes 2 days to absorb the Kedusha. So according to that, which by the way is the way Sharakel Paskins, that in Eretz Yisrael, 1 day, Chutz La'aretz 2 days. But the Rebbe doesn't agree with all of that, and there's a big controversy, even amongst the Lubavitcher Rabbanim, because Alter Rebbe has a contradiction with himself in two different places. One way he says one way, another place he says a different thing, and that part of Shulchan Aruch is missing, so we don't know what Alter Rebbe's outcome was. So there's a big argument in Poskim, what you do. There are many letters from the Rebbe that writes, if an American goes to Eretz Yisrael with your wife, then you keep 1 day. It's known that Alter Rebbe already printed. It's known that Alter Rebbe said, Ilo Yashu Cheli, if I would have the ability, I would institute 2 days Yom Tov even in Eretz Yisrael. But he didn't. So, in Eretz Yisrael, the bigger question is Bachrim that go, not families. Bachrim that go, American Bachrim learn in Eretz Yisrael, do they keep 1 day or do they keep 2 days? So over there, the answer is, it depends which Rav you ask. Some Rabbanim will tell you in Eretz Yisrael to keep 1 day, some Rabbanim will tell you to keep 2 days. Same thing, you come here. There was a time when the Orchim used to come to the Rebbe for Tishrei. I remember this. Then it changed. But initially, I'm talking the Tavshin Chofs and the early Lamids. When the guests came to from Eretz Yisrael to the Rebbe for Yom Tov, they kept 1 day Yom Tov. The second day, they would daven a private minyan, locked doors, they would daven a weekday.
Are they allowed to do...
No, they're not allowed to do malach. That's according to all opinions. I will leave it with this, daven ma'ariv. According to all opinions, an Israeli that comes here who only keeps 1 day is not allowed to do anything forbidden on Yom Tov, even in his bedroom with the doors locked and the shades closed. He's not allowed to turn on lights. He's not allowed to listen to the radio. David Salami told you maybe you could watch television, but not then. Maybe questionable. You couldn't do any malacha at all.
So just a question on the davening.
Because you're davening, tefillin, havdalah, kiddush.
So that's according to a Moshe Feinstein.
That, yeah, that din is everybody.